Hey, good week to everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program about South Dakota agriculture. All of you who run the Ragar States Farmers and Ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Fella sent me a list of things my mother taught me way back when. One of those was to appreciate a job well done. She'd say, if you two are going to kill each other, do it outside. I just finished mopping the floor. Speaking of a job well done, how about the ethanol industry in the nation last year? As all of us know, 2012 was a very challenging year for America's farm economy, and yet ethanol production reached an estimated 13.3 billion gallons, the second highest annual production level in history amid the nation's worst drought in 50 years. According to analysis commissioned by the Renewable Fuels Association, ethanol production directly employed 87,000 Americans, while an additional 295,000 Americans worked in positions indirectly affiliated with or induced by ethanol production. Very importantly, ethanol production in 2012 helped displace 465 million barrels of imported oil worth about $47 million. We've talked before about the need to reduce our dependence on foreign oil, which happened again last year, happened as this homegrown industry continued to improve the environment. You talk about an efficient and resilient industry that's making a difference in our lives, it's ethanol. And as I mentioned last week, ethanol is a result of our farm folks going to work to add value to their corn crop. I won't go into the value of the byproducts or the fact that NASCAR has made E15 their fuel of choice. I'll just simply say thank you to everybody involved. Now I want to give you a little save-the-date information. That date is Thursday, June 20th, the date of the 22nd Annual Corn Cob Open. We're going to be at Spring Creek Country Club, just a little east of Harrisburg, and this four-player scramble will consist of two separate competitions, 8 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon. I'll let you know when registration opens, but for now, just get it on your schedule. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, you be careful in your work, and thanks for what you do.